This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. My name is Joey, your host, and I'm happy to be here. I hope you are, too. I got some really exciting news today, but first, I just want to have a conversation, right? I want this podcast to be like completely just you and me having a conversation. And so I had the second dose of the vaccine 2 days ago. And I had it at 3 p.m. and I was completely fine. And I was chill. Like after the first dose, I was completely chill. Like I was fine. My arm was a little sore. I literally went camping the next day. Like I did a workout that day because I was doing 75 hard. And I thought, okay, the second dose, like it's going to be a little bit worse. I'm going to feel a little bit more tired. So, you know, maybe I'll just do a run and nothing more. Oh my goodness, guys. I've seen a lot of people have some pretty bad symptoms. And I was sitting down there and the lady was like, I had it in the Ottawa Senators Arena, which is really cool. And I sat down and the lady was reading the like side effects and she was just like, yeah, nobody really gets this, blah, blah, blah. Like nobody gets them all. You might get like one or so. Yo, I got them all. I had the fever. I had nausea. I had chills. I had body ache, headache, literally everything. I was just donezo. It was so, so bad. But it wasn't even like after the shot. It was the day after the shot that I just like was done the whole day. And then I woke up yesterday and I was just like, wait a second, what happened? And I just like, it all went away. So if anybody's about to get their shot, just be cautious about the side effects basically. And just understand them. I don't want you going in there thinking like this is like just going to be fine and dandy. Like I grew up with a nurse as a mom. And she just told me how it is every single time. And I'm going to be the same. That's the way I'm going to be as a parent because it's just like, hey, okay, you guys are my kids right now. So I'm telling you, the little poke of a needle doesn't hurt. It's fine. You're good. You might have a little fear. Just like talk about the freaking weather. Who cares? After, you may have side effects. All right? You're going to feel tired. Prepare for it. Take the day off. But other than that, I've been feeling really, really great. I started this new routine. Because I've recently read up about turning 25 because I turned 25 in April and I read up about it. And because there's a lot of things that's saying that like your body starts changing when you turn 25. And I was like, okay, interesting. Let's see it happen. Because I've always been the skinny kid. I've always been the kid that like always had a 12-year-old body. And I was like, okay, I really want to be able to like put on some muscle and pack some pounds and everything like that. And it's like, and they say your body's going to change at 25. I'm waiting for it. It still hasn't hit me. Obviously I just turned 25, but I was reading up on it and they were saying that a lot of habits stick really hard at 25. So the habits that you have when you're 24 are the habits that are going to be cemented into your life when you turn 25. And obviously those are just numbers. And they could have said any number, but I do think we kind of fall into this, like, I think it's just about this period of time where, You know, we're all out of college. We're all getting our jobs. We're all, you're going to be too busy working those jobs. We're all going to have a home or renting. And so we got to pay that rent. So we have to go work that job. And so we're all kind of like stuck in this one spot. And so we fall into these routines. And so the routine that you have, the routine that's most comfortable for you, is something that's going to be cemented into your life. And I'm not going to lie. My girlfriend has a little bit of a different routine than I do. She likes to wake up, have her coffee, chill for about an hour, you know, watch some TV or the news or whatever, eat a cookie in the morning, you know, and then start getting ready. I don't function like that. If I do that, I don't have a good day. I'm somebody who needs to be active right when they wake up in order to have an amazing day. And so today was the first day I started my own little routine. And what I did was I woke up, I went downstairs, and I'm not a big caffeine person. I don't know if there's anybody else out there like me, but like, I don't need caffeine. I kind of just like, I drink it because everybody else does type of thing. It's kind of like peer pressure, like getting an iced vanilla latte. Like, I don't need a latte right now. I don't need anything. I'll take an iced water maybe, but it's just like, sometimes you want to treat yourself. Sometimes, you know, I get it. It's pretty good. They taste good, but I just don't need the caffeine. I don't crave it. And so I don't really need coffee when I wake up at all. I'm actually better waking up just with a glass of water, and that's it. And so today I woke up, and I wasn't trying to push myself. So I didn't have the best sleep last night. So I woke up at seven. I woke up at seven, and I went downstairs and I boiled some water, and I put a lemon in it. And so I read this other, I've been doing a lot of reading lately. And I read this other thing where they say that people who are trying to get away from caffeine, not that I was addicted to it, because I wasn't, I could quit literally any time, but any runner knows that in order to have a good run, and if anyone's having bad runs right now, this is probably why, you have to have, and this is kind of gross, you have to have a bowel movement before you run, or else you're going to be carrying a lot of extra weight, and sometimes you're going to have to go make a little phone call to the kids at the pool. You know what I mean? And so that's kind of like the main thing you got to do when you wake up before a run. So I read this thing that in order to mimic coffee, your body doesn't necessarily know it's caffeine until the caffeine enters you. That sounds so weird. So it doesn't know that it's caffeine until it like hits the bloodstream, basically. So when you're consuming it, your body just thinks of it as something like a hot liquid. So I read this thing that said that if you're trying to give up caffeine, but you don't know how, because your body's getting like these awful little hangovers, basically, if you just drink hot water, and I put lemon in to give it flavor and a little agave, if you drink hot water, it simulates coffee because it's hot. And I also read that if you have a coffee before 8 a.m., it's rendered useless because it just doesn't affect your body the way, I don't know all the scientific reasons, but it just doesn't affect your body the way that it should. Anyways, so I woke up today and I had this lemon and this hot water. And, you know, not to be gross again, but, you know, it allowed me to have a decent bowel movement. And I was like, this is really interesting. This is hot water. That nothing in here has the one ingredient that helps you have that, which was interesting because it's just my body kind of, you know, being fooled. And I'm like, I can still control it. And so This was all a great start. The one issue with having kind of a hot drink before a run is because you kind of feel like cozy and like chilled out, and that's not exactly what I wanted to do. But it wasn't that bad. It left a little like pasty feeling in my mouth because it wasn't like refreshing, but it was still kind of nice. And so I woke up and I had that water, and then this was about 7:45 now, and then I was able to go on my run. I didn't do a big run. I didn't do a fast run. I didn't do anything. I did something. I went on a run. I went on a 5-kilometer run, and I'm super mad because my Apple Watch like messed up and didn't connect to my phone, so it didn't record it, which I'm pissed about because I was like, hey, I'm doing this. I did it all on Instagram, and now everyone's like, where's the run, you liar? And I'm like, no, I did it. I promise. But I went on the run. I did a 5K, and I think I did it at a 5:04 pace, which, you know, isn't fast. It's not slow. It's kind of just like this medium. It's a very comfortable pace for me. I like a 5-minute pace. It's just like something that's like, it's kind of like walking for me. And then I came home and I went to the dog park, and I just like, well, I didn't even get a chance to really eat too much. I had a banana, a protein bar, and just like a drink that I have every day. And I can tell you right now, it's 11:30 and it feels like I've made it through majority of the day because I just feel so amazing. Majority of the time, like every other day this week, I'll wake up and I won't feel alive until about like 2 p.m. And I think that's just super messed up, right? Like we're supposed to be up, we're supposed to be going, we're supposed to be feeling amazing before this, and I don't feel this way until 2. Like, this is stupid. So I'm very, very happy that I'm starting this routine. So this was day one, and I can already tell that this is what I need to do. Now, what was I going to say? Oh, crap. The one thing about these one-take podcasts is that I always forget. So how about this? We'll jump into our sponsor, and then I'll come back, and hopefully I'll remember. So the sponsor of today's podcast, like all the other podcasts, is Care Of. And Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan. All of Care Of products are formulated with a good-for-you clean ingredients formula that are backed by science. And they have an in-depth 5-minute online quiz that asks you questions about your diet, lifestyle, and health concerns to help address your specific wellness goals. See, I took the quiz and it was actually really, really easy. You learn a lot about yourself during the quiz because it asks you questions that maybe you haven't been asking yourself. And I received the package in this cute little box with my name on it, and it comes with individual compostable packets for everyday vitamins. So, you know, you can do your part by saving the world by using compostable packets instead of those clunky bottles. And so studies show that it can take up to 30 days for you to see your benefits of a new supplement routine. And since we're kind of talking about routines, this is kind of perfect. So consistency is key. It's not just going to be, you're not going to see results after a week. You're going to see them more after 30 days. And so the quiz is very similar to like a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionalist without leaving your home. And it's amazing. But I'm not just going to talk to you about this without giving you a discount code. So Care Of is very nice, and they're giving us all 50% off your first Care Of order. So all you got to do is head over to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50. So for 50% off your first Care Of order, head over to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50. Yeah. Yeah, I'm super, I use my vitamins every single day, and I've actually seen the difference, and I'm very happy, and it's helped my routine. And I'm somebody who has basically ADHD, and I forget a lot of things very, like, I'm the person that if you tell me to go take out the trash, I'll walk to the garbage, and before I get to the garbage, I'll see that there's a dish in the sink. It has to be clean, so I clean the dish, and I put the dish away. And then I notice that I didn't hang up the towel, and I pick up the towel, and I'm like, oh, the towel's kind of dirty. So then I go downstairs, and I put the towel near the laundry, so I know to wash it. And then I notice that there's other laundry there, so then I fold the laundry. And then I bring the laundry upstairs, and I put it away. And then what's next? Well, I forgot to take out the garbage. And so it's like an hour later, 2 hours later, whatever. It doesn't take me 2 hours to do a dish, but I forget these things so, so easily. And so the same thing comes with my routine, is that I found that I was living this every single day because I was forgetting what my body liked, what I actually enjoyed. So I started doing this thing where I wrote down things. I wrote down how I felt, how it was making me feel, how I was going to feel the next day, all of the above. And the one thing that I noticed is that, well, there's a lot of things that I noticed. The things that I noticed is that I needed to work out in the morning. If I didn't work out in the morning, if I didn't burn a sweat in the morning, then it's just not the right day for me. It's not going to be a good day because in order to eat, I need to burn. That's just how my body functions. I don't have an appetite unless I run or bike or work out or burn some calories. I just don't feel that hungry. So there's this thing called a hybrid athlete, which is somebody who runs and lifts weights. And that's something that I'm trying to obtain, not necessarily just be somebody who runs and be a twig. And that's just not my necessary goal. So if you're trying to look to, you know, if you have a similar body type to me, or if you're just trying to implement a new routine, I highly suggest tracking down things. Like, write down when something made you feel good, write down when something made you feel bad, or take it even further and go day by day and write down every single thing. I saw this one TikTok of this guy, and he was basically, he showed a spreadsheet of, he logged basically every day, and he was like, okay, he wrote the day, he wrote the number, whatever, and then he's like, is the sun out, yes or no? Which is super interesting, because he noticed that the sun affected his day the most. Then he wrote, what was his food good, how he felt emotionally, how he felt physically, did he exercise that day, did he journal that day, did he read that day, how his work, stuff like that. Like basic questions, you know, the questions that people ask strangers, like, oh, how's the weather, how's it going today? Like, those things are something that we don't ask ourselves, but it's something that's so common and that could affect our day so in a major way. And so I basically took that and I stupid it down and I made it a little easier for me. And I just wrote down how I kind of felt each day and what I did each day and the things that made me feel good. I didn't really write down the things that made me feel bad. Hopefully I'm going to remember those. And then one of the things is that I have to exercise in the morning. And the next thing is that if I drink coffee, the first thing when I wake up, I will not eat food and I will be dehydrated and I will not feel good. And the amount of times that I forgot about that and I did that over and over and over again was so annoying. And I woke up and I made myself feel like shit every single day. And it just became this habit and I hated it. And so that's why I started this routine. And I really, really recommend that you do this, because I'm so tired of, well, I was tired of myself waking up and not feeling good. What fucking life is that? That's not a good one. And I don't think you should settle for that either. So I challenge you. You're listening to this on Friday, hopefully, right when the podcast comes out. And if you're not, well, you need to follow on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever you're listening so you get notified. On Monday, I want you to track how you feel, what made you feel good every single day for a week. I'm not saying to do it for a month. I'm not saying to do it for 8 days. I'm saying to do it for 7 days on Monday, starting Monday. You know, I'll give people some time to listen to the podcast and get this far. I want you to sit down. I want you to write the date. I want you to write, you know, this is after your day has happened. You know, ask yourself, was the sun out? Ask yourself, did you eat 3 meals? Did you drink enough water? Did you exercise? How do you feel? And simple things. And don't give an elaborate answer. Don't be like, oh, I ate avocado on toast and I paid $16 and I had salt and pepper, but there was a little bit too much cayenne and paprika on it. And don't write that shit. Write what you ate. Write avo toast. How you felt. Write good. Write bad. Keep it simple. I know science comes down to like the nitty gritty stuff, but you're not a scientist. Maybe you are. I'm not like discrediting you, and don't worry. But not normal people, everyday people are not a scientist. So keep it a way that you understand. We see these things of people recommending like new athletic fucking routines and everything, and we're just like, oh my god, that's insane, how do you do that? That's because they've been doing it for years. That's how they do it. This is new to you, so dumb it down. Go to first grade, learn how you work, write down how you work, and I promise you it's gonna affect your life in major ways. And you're gonna find there's gonna be things on this paper that you're not really gonna have to change that much. For me, it was like, don't drink coffee when you wake up. And it was a hard thing for me to change, because it was something that I didn't really realize until I wrote it down, you know? And I'm that type of person. I'm a very forgetful person. I'm somebody who doesn't really like pay attention too much. I'm a great listener, but not to myself apparently. And mine is like, Drink water when you get up. Do exercise when you get up. Do the things that are tough to start the day so that everything seems easy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Start hard, finish easy. That sounds like a really bad Nike ad because they'd be like, start hard, finish hard. But don't worry. I'm not trying to kill you guys. I'm just trying to make life a little bit more approachable. I know a lot of people have a hard time, you know, waking up and showering, and I've been there. Depression is a fucking beast, and sometimes it's hard to tame, but we can do it together, step by step. Just write down some things that make you feel good and make you feel bad and try to figure yourself out. We're so in tune with trying to figure out all the drama of everybody else that we forget to tune into ourselves. And I think it's time we give ourselves the attention. I think it's time that we give ourselves what we deserve. And that's love. You know, we all talk about self-love. We all follow self-love influencers, but we don't implement it. That's the word, into our own lives. And before I go, got like 30 seconds here. I'm really happy. I got my second, if you guys follow me on Instagram, you'll see, I got my second version of the poetry book in the mail, and I freaked out. I had to put it back in the bag because I don't want to keep looking at it because I'm just like so ecstatic. It's going to be coming out in September, and I'm just super pumped. But if you're listening to this right now, today, just follow me on Instagram. I'm not trying to plug my Instagram, but today we are finally dropping the audiobook for What's the Rush. We finally figured out a way to do it that's not through Amazon, that's going to screw everybody over, because we had the hardest time for like 2 years. We were trying to get it up there. It was not working, and we finally got it going on stayu.ca. You'll find the audiobook there. It would mean the world to me if you can go support me and get the book. If you guys like my voice, I recorded this 2 years ago, so I'm going to sound a little bit different, but I really, really hope you enjoy it. I hope you love it. I hope it hits home, and well, it's now yours. So thank you guys very much for listening. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys next podcast. Did I say podcast? Podcast, that's the word.